Hello.
Yes, hi there. This is Daniel Garcia. I'm calling from Noon Book Writing. I'm looking for Ed.
Speaking, Daniel.
Oh, hello there, Ed. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Fantastic, fantastic. That's great to hear. Well, I'm the same person we were just chatting right now in terms of a book I guess you need help with to complete. And you told me it's about 150 pages book, but I need to learn more about it in terms of the genre. What is your book all about? Go ahead.
Okay. I have a story that is funny and sad and everything in between. How does that sound?
Makes sense.
What country are you in?
We are based in U.S. Our writers are completely in-house, based in U.S. as well. Almost a team of 250 in-house writers.
So, and I'm not offended if you're in another country. It just tells me what I have, how to filter what I'm telling you. Does that make sense?
Makes complete sense. Though, if you talk about me, specifically me, all right, I'm based in an Asian country, all right, but that won't make any difference because I'm not the writer.
I understand that.
So,
but you're in an Asian country, so that tells me how to present this to you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just finished my PhD in clinical psychology. So I understand filters.
Okay.
So in our country, we went to war over whatever. We have a lot of veterans that have a lot of problems. And those veterans are killing themselves. I am a veteran, and when I came back, I actually was one of the DOD, Department of Defense, people that went down to Phuket, Thailand, when the tsunami hit. And so I saw a lot of bodies.
Okay.
Anyway, I came back and I worked with a lot of veterans, or, you know, I had a lot of veterans that I could talk to, that we just kind of hung together. A lot of my buddies were killing themselves. Okay?
Makes sense.
I didn't like it. You can imagine you wouldn't like it either. And the Veterans Administration had agreed to pay for me to go to law school. And in my final year of my undergraduate studies, six of my buddies killed themselves. Okay? Then you can imagine I barely made it out of my undergrad, and I went into mental health. I started a nonprofit organization. This is where it gets funny. Okay? There are so many stories of how we saved veterans from killing themselves. And I want to put it into a book. Some of the things that we did are hysterical. Okay?
Makes sense.
Have you, and I'm not sure which country you're in, but in the United States, marijuana is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Okay. But in certain states it's legal, in certain states it's illegal, right?
I'm connected.
So we bought a Suburban ambulance, and we would drive the ambulance over and pick up marijuana so that veterans wouldn't kill themselves. And crazy stuff like that went on all the time. That's the story I want to write.
And you want to put this into a book format so that others can read about this?
Yes.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. Now, well, this is something really unique that you're actually coming up with, all right, but I do have a question, like, in terms of what are your expectations with this book? I mean, once it will be done, once it's completed, do you just want to publish it online so you can, have some sales out of it, or you want to distribute these copies to people around you, to your friends, to other veterans that you were talking about, or you want to make it a bestseller? What you're thinking about this for this book?
I think people, when I tell my stories, what went on, people are wetting their pants laughing hard at some of the antics that have happened. Do you know me by antics?
Makes sense. Okay, Ed. This makes sense. We can go ahead and help you read this book. And again, it will be a pleasure for us to go and work on this. Now, for this book, how far have you written? I mean, have you written down something on papers as a raw manuscript, some bullet points, maybe an outline or so, or everything is in your mind at the moment?
Pretty much everything's in my mind at the moment.
Okay. Makes sense. And in terms of...
I mean, I made it through a PhD in clinical psychology.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I just... Every time I try to tackle it, it's like, whoa, too much.
Okay. So what I understand from your conversation, you are the type of a person that you just want to publish it online so that people can just read it out. They can, understand from your story. They can just laugh out. There is no specific aim that you want to make it a bestseller, or you want to make a movie out of it, or maybe something like that.
Well, you want some more funny antics that happened because of this whole thing?
Well, I'm trying to understand your aims and goals.
Okay, I understand.
Story. I'm overall what you want to do with this book.
I want it written very well to where people understand that sometimes you break the rules to save somebody. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I agree to this part as well, and it does make sense to me. Okay, Ed, this is something we can work on. Now, have you, when it comes to writing of this book, all right, there's a complete professional team that I'll be assigning you who would go and work with you on this book. I'll tell you about the process as well, just about in a while. May I ask you that how far you're working on the face of the book? Have you got someone who's taking care of the book cover for you, or do you need help with that as well?
I'll need help with everything.
From top to bottom. Okay, makes sense. Now, Ed, let me give you an overview of the process so that we're both on the same page, and then we will discuss on the costings and how far we'll go ahead and help you on completing this book, okay?
Okay.
Now, first of all, the process is very simple, all right? What you have told me over the phone, it's mainly the same thing that you have to do. That means that we would go ahead and bring you on board by completing the order process online and connect you with our writing team. They would interview you over the phone, all right? The way that you're telling your story, the way that you are on actually do that again with the writing team, and you might have to do that for a longer amount of time back and forth, all right, until the team gets synced with you on one page for this idea. Once you and the writing team will be synced, they know that what, you know, will go in this book, they would go ahead and speak to you and present you an outline on basis of the conversation. Now, once you would review the outline, I'm sure you would have 10 different questions in mind. You would have 10 different revisions to make, right? You know, ask for things up and down. An outline
I understand that.
An outline is something which gives you a book flow, you know. Just to give you an overview that it's a book, it gives you a book flow. It helps you divide the book in different chapters. It helps you divide the book in... Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Go ahead and, you know, outline or maybe, you know, write something down that, or maybe, you know, prepare that how long this book would be as well. All right, when you say it's 150 pages, so we will have to draft up the story and plot the story into a manner that it covers, all right, the complete number of pages, all right, and it looks good as well. We're not missing something, and we're not even overemphasizing on certain points. So we have to be sure on that. So all this will be discussed with you. All this will be given to you on one hand. Once you approve that, they move on to the writing part for you, write this book back and forth with you, chapter by chapter, have this taken care of. Approximately would take, consume 60 to 70 days of your time for us to go and complete 150 pages book. But eventually, once it will be done, it will be a perfect piece of material which you can publish online or maybe present it to different printers to print it out or maybe local publishers to go and put it in their bookstores. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, here with Noon Book Writing, the best part is that we offer you a one-stop shop. All right, we offer you everything from top to bottom. That includes editing, proofreading, formatting, book cover designing, helping you to add indexing to the book, referencing, author's bio that goes on the back cover. And once everything is done, your book is completely ready in an ebook format, we then go ahead and help you publish the book as well online on multiple platforms, on Amazon, on Google Books, on Barnes & Noble. Everywhere the book would, you know, it's supposed to go on, we'll go and help you publish it. Make it available in an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. And once then, we go ahead and give you the access to your account so you can enjoy your incoming sales.
Okay.
Now, that's how it works. In terms of, you know, the book cover and the remaining services, it's completely simple. As the writers are writing the book, all right, as they're working on the chapters for you, at the same time, the designers will be working on the cover for you. You have an idea in mind? Fantastic. Throw your idea to us. We'll bring your idea into life. If you do not have any idea, no problem. Our creative writers, our creative designers will give you impressive suggestions of how your book cover could look like, and we can make one out of it as per your thoughts and give you multiple variations of it so that you can choose the best one that would go to your book. So, again, we'll cover everything from top to bottom, what you're talking about, and just need one thing from your side is your patience. The way that you told me the story in the, you know, in the first 5 minutes when we started the conversation, I just want you to go and continue that with the writing team, and I'm sure it would cover, you know, everything, and we'll be able to complete it much more earlier than the given timeline.
Okay.
I guess I've given you a lot of information. Are you following me so far?
Oh, I'm following you. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop and tell me it's going to be $100,000.
No, not maybe there. I'll give you a discount on that. Maybe bring it down to $80,000. But don't worry about it. Okay, so jokes apart, Ed, first of all, tell me, in reference to the process, any questions, anything which is not making sense, anything you want me to repeat or clarify more?
No, I've written numerous,
mm-hmm.
I've published numerous papers.
Okay.
So I'm aware of the process.
It's connected with how the process works. Fantastic. Great. So that looks good. Now, in reference to the costing, it's completely simple. We have divided our services in various packages. For you, to give it a start, we can give it a start with two packages, what I feel would look good on your project at the moment. One is basic ghostwriting process, a basic ghostwriting bundle that includes everything from top to bottom in terms of writing it only. That means editing, writing, proofreading, formatting, making a book ready into an ebook format without a book cover. So if you go with the basic package, it would cost you $2,500 in total for the complete book, again, from everything that's required from top to bottom. And then the second one that you can actually choose from is a little higher one, but it includes the services, additional services that we spoke about right now, the book cover and publishing, self-publishing options on multiple platforms. So that's included in it, and that would cost you about $3,500. And then we have more that includes multiple options, like we'll get you an Audible for this book, we'll go ahead and help you with marketing for this book, or maybe with any other service that you're looking at.
So I'm looking at about $5,000.
And this is your budget. Okay.
No, I'm saying that's what it's sounding like it's going to cost me.
I did not understand why would it cost you that much. I mean, what's the...
Well, with the marketing and everything else.
Marketing, if you go with separately marketing, 3 months basic marketing, basic social media, organic marketing would cost you almost about $2,500 again, $2,500 to $2,600. And then it depends on you that, you know, whatever budget you want to spend on marketing, all right, accordingly the things will be designed. See, marketing is something which, you know, works like in the process like a business works, you know. The more you invest, the more multiple platforms we go ahead and publish the book on, the more advertisement we'll do for this book, the more return of investment will come in, all right? So it completely depends on you if you're open to a budget. I have a marketing package which is up to $25,000 as well, but that includes marketing on all the platforms, publishing your book, all right, Amazon marketing, Barnes & Noble marketing, then we have email marketing, then we have SMS marketing, then we'll create your author website and do marketing on Google by bringing up your ranking of the website. Then we have social media marketing, paid and organic. So there is various that we can actually talk about, and marketing is not something where the job ends, or it's not, you know, something where you actually end. It's an endless process. All right, you receive your return of investment, you would keep on investing.
No, I get it. So now I know where I'm at. I mean,
mm-hmm.
The $25,000 doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go, oh, my God. But no. What's that?
Yeah, I'm listening. A lot of people go like that, and you're right. I'm actually smiling on the same thing, that yes, they go like that. You're correct.
So I got to gather my resources, and I got to be prepared to spend about $30,000 on this book.
Makes sense. Well, what if you do it this way? Instead of coming up with big numbers and big finances, we can start with basics. At least bring this book into life. At least, you know, the baby would be there, all right? And then discussing on his clothes or, you know, the baby shoes would make much more sense, you know. Marketing of a book which is not even ready, I won't be able to give you any tactics right now. I won't be able to give you any strategies right now. But if the book will be ready, I'll be able to give you a basic idea what plans would look good for your book.
Okay.
In terms of marketing.
What's
for example,
the average book,
maybe you will
paperback, that people are willing to read?
I didn't understand your question. Repeat that again, sir.
Okay, how many pages do I need to keep this to?
150 sounds a good average self-help book, all right? It's not too long and does not sound too short as well.
Okay. So I'm looking at $2,500 to get going.
Indeed. And the best part is that if you are actually looking to go and give it a start at earliest, that means if you want to give it a start now, we were running a discount till last week. I can speak with my manager. If I still have the discounted coupons available, I'll go and hand it over to you. That's a straight 30% discount on the total cost. So that amount can be invested in the marketing, that discounted cost that you're saving.
Okay. I got to pull $2,500 out of my retirement is what I got to do, is what you're telling me.
Indeed. And how far does it, I mean, sounds like a hectic job. Is it doable?
I gotta check with the other half. You know how that goes.
See, if you go ahead and come up with the reduced price, or if I give you a coupon for this, all right, 30% discounts would bring this down to. Hold on. Let me do some quick maths over here. $1,750. All right. This is for the basic package, all right, that you're talking about, that you actually want to proceed further with the early. The second one that people were talking about was the startup one that includes book cover and publishing as well. So in case if you, I can give you a better deal over here. If you want to go ahead with the basic, it's a 30% coupon. But if you want to start with the startup package, all right, I'll go ahead and add you an additional 10% on it. And it would bring you down to a nominal rate, maybe something to the similar what you're actually looking at. But the benefit would be that you would get options that we would help you with everything up to publishing. That means the designing will be covered as well, adding pictures will be covered as well, writing of the book is covered as well, and everything from top to bottom. Why normally I would go ahead and recommend you to go for the startup is because if one company is taking care of the book, it sounds much more easy and it sounds much more, I would say, in a compiled manner when a reader reads your book, all right? Because I've seen books over here talking about something else, and the cover says something else. So don't go in that direction.
Okay, so how much is the startup package?
Well, at the regular cost is for $3,500, all right? If I can go ahead and get you a 50% discounted coupon, which I think I can go ahead and do that for you, and if you actually go and make a rush decision, so it would come down to the same, $1,750. But you would get additional two services in it, book cover and publishing.
All right. I got to talk to the other half, and I probably won't be able to pull it until the first of the month.
And that's the earliest that you'll be able to do it, because I can hold it for this month.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at is the first of the month.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Sounds good. Let's talk about the finances, in a bite. Tell me how far, I'm making sense in reference to the project. I mean, the information that I've been giving in the last 25 minutes, is this something which is, suffixing your requirements for this project?
Yeah, it's something I want to do. I just got to pull the finances together.
Okay. So it's only about the finances. I mean, except for that, do you have any questions who Daniel Garcia is, maybe who the writer is? Or, who the company is.
Well, I assume that you will, as you're going to spend some time learning what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And, I went through a PhD in clinical psychology. I'm very skilled at writing. I just can't get my thoughts together to put it down. So I can work with a writer. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense. So that means this is something, for a person like you, it seems that the job, would be very easy. And the writing team that we have over here, is very cooperative as well. All right. So if you are maybe not a tech freak, or maybe you're not good in using computers or maybe something like that. So our team is completely friendly. All right. They would love to correspond with you over the phone, have this taken care for you. So it's that, if you are flexible, as you're what you're saying, so our team would give you the same support. So I don't think job or the work would create a problem. All right. I guess that will be up and up. I'm sure with 100% satisfaction of yours, I'll be able to close the project within the next 1.5 months, easily. It's not that hard job. It's a very simple, easy book that you want us to write, edit, proofread, format, and then publish on behalf of you. That's it. So very easy job. So, finances is something that you are correct on. If you are pretty sure that you want to go ahead with, I can give you an option to secure the reduced price, because by the first, you might lose this. And, being a veteran, I don't want you to invest in the regular cost, getting an option to save it. So save it. So what we can do for you is over here is I can give you an agreement in writing. If there's a possibility, you can sign it and send it back to me, show it to my authorities, and we can go and hold this till the first of the month. If
send it over, I'll
go ahead with this.
I'll talk to my other half. I gotta talk to my other half. I have to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, I mean, I. you know what it's like. Are you married?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
If you didn't talk to the other half, what would happen?
I can completely understand. I might not be in my house for the next 1 week. I might be kicked out.
Well, you get where I'm coming from.
Sorry, I didn't say good job. I didn't say anything on it. When you said you want to speak with the other halves, I was quiet. You know, I was just simply quiet over there.
No, you were polite. You were polite.
So, no problem. Let's do it this way. Let's follow your plan. Let me go ahead and put everything on hold for you. All right. And you can speak with your other half. And is there a possibility you can maybe get back to me within this month just to confirm that you want to go ahead with it or not?
Yeah. You can. I'll talk to him tonight.
Okay.
Do you have any... And I'm just going to ask,
mm-hmm.
Can I make payments on it?
You surely can. We do go and offer payment plans on the regular cost. All right, you can either pay 50-50, you can maybe pay in three installments, all right, 30-30%, or maybe, you know, have this taken care of for your ease. We can divide it in four payments as well, no problem. But normally at a reduced cost, since it's a hefty discount, that means you're waiving off straight 50% for you, so giving your payment plan on that will be a bit difficult. But again,
here's the problem that I face.
Yeah.
Okay. If I pull the money out of my IRA, I have to pay all kinds of taxes. Okay. Because I'm not at the age, I'm not quite there yet. To where when I pull it out of the IRA, it costs me 50% in tax money. That's expensive money. Do you know what I'm saying?
Of course, of course. I mean, you're paying this 50% tax of it. I mean, that's the worst that I can actually hear. So what seems to be...
Anyway, so what happened on the 28th of February?
Mm-hmm.
I was in an accident. And that's why I'm sitting here, and I haven't worked in a month,
but
I'm about ready to go back to work. And then I make money. But it was an expensive accident, and I was vacationing down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened? I bought the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't sell me the right insurance program, so now I'm out thousands of dollars. But I want to write this book. That's why I was wondering, you know, when I go back to work, I make good money.
Okay. So in this case...
You want to hear a funny story?
That's fine. I just don't want to, you know, step into, where I can.
No, I'm being honest with you.
Then,
if I'm not honest, if you don't know where I'm coming from, and you think I'm jerking you around, that does no good, does it?
Absolutely, sir. No good. It will be a waste of time for both of us.
I want to do this. I'm just trying to figure out how to pay for it. That's all I'm telling you. Okay.
Makes sense. Not an issue, Ed. Take your time on this. I have no worries. All right. I don't want to go and push you on the finances. All right. Because I know my job would actually say for my work. I mean, would say for how good I am. Now, in reference to this, let's go ahead and make this a quick follow-up. And is this a cell phone number that I'm calling you on? That is 406-465.
Yeah. This is how you get a hold of me. all the time.
Right. What I'll do for you is I'm actually calling you from my landline right now, the company's landline number. So what I'll do for you is I'll shoot you a text from my cell phone right now, just as soon as you end the phone call. So you would have my cell phone this way, and you're exactly correct. That's the best way to get a hold of me, too. So speak to your wife. I'll send you an email as well as soon as we end the phone call, the summary of our conversation in writing over your email so you can review everything, see how, you know, things work out, speak to your wife, confirm everything, and if anything is a question, anything is a concern, anything is not making sense, anything you want to ask me back and forth, shoot me a text, call me up, send me an email. I will be there to answer you.
Okay. Do you have WhatsApp?
WhatsApp application?
Yeah.
Yep. I have it on the same landline number, Alcoons. Do you have this number on WhatsApp?
Yes, I do.
Okay, fantastic. I'll join up WhatsApp right away for you. I'll go ahead and send you a message right away for you.
Yes, this is something that I want to do.
Sure, absolutely, sir. I'm completely serious about it, did you?
And I mean, I think when you hear the whole stories, you'll be laughing.
I surely actually want to do that. The problem is this is a recorded phone call. And
no, I understand.
Being ghostwriters, you know.
I don't care if it's recorded. I'm just telling you.
No. We being ghostwriters are actually bounded into a boundary where we actually are not allowed to actually disclose your story because, you know, it's not copyrighted yet, so anyone can copy it. That's the reason we're not allowed to actually disclose it.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to see, yeah, and I do have an intellectual property attorney that reviews everything that I do. She's a friend of mine.
Okay.
So she will make sure that it's copywritten.
Exactly. So I just want to be on the, I just want you to feel that you're on the safest corner. You know, no one is asking you to disclose your story. And, you know, tomorrow if you're not signing up, you come to know that there is a new book out there under your name that says everything about it.
No, I get it. All right, so you're going to send me the paperwork. You got my email address, right?
You want me to send you the paperwork? I actually want you to speak with your wife, confirm your decision, and then I can send you the agreement because it's a signed agreement.
Right. We want we need to see what we're agreeing to. So if you could send me
that.
Yeah,
of course. I can send you an agreement has only would have clauses in it. That's it, right? It would say about your rights to the book and the list of services. So do you want me to send you the packages and the list of services we spoke about today? Starter package, basic package, marketing package in the email so you know what you're actually paying for.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that right away for you. Anything else add from my side?
No, this sounds good.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and shoot up an email and text for you right away. And again, if any questions, any concerns, feel free to get back to me. I'd love to answer it. And hopefully I'll give you a call back within tomorrow to find an update if you have any questions for me. Okay?
Okay, not a problem. And then you do have my email address, right?
Yes, sir. Ed.
Okay,
at,
perfect.
I'll repeat that for you. It's ed@riveroftchange.org.
Correct. Okay.
Got it, sir. One email coming up.
Thank you.
No problem, sir. Do have a nice day. I would hope to speak with you soon tomorrow. Take care of yourself. Bye for
now. Okay, bye.